everybody. I'm Jackson Bailey, and welcome to another episode of Jackson Bailey Spooks America. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Joel Dusha, usually filling in for Joel Zammit, but Joel Zammit's here today, so I guess I'm just myself.
And I'm Joel Zammit. Spooky.
So who here, chuck up your hand, doesn't know what a Jackson Bailey Spooks America is? A couple of people, most of the people.
Half the audience.
99% of the audience.
One person knows, and that's it.
So Jackson Bailey Spooks America is a show that's normally just for Sandspans Plus members, but you're getting it here today, where I go through a spooky mystery, and together, by together I mean us three, and then eventually you, try to figure out the answer to this mystery, try to solve it on stage. Obviously, all of these mysteries are unsolved, so we never do, but
tonight might be different.
Part of the fun is that mystery's blue balls that we all get at the end of the day. So, today what we're going to talk about is the SS Orang Medan. Does that ring any bells to you guys at all?
Orang Medan.
Orang Medan. It means the man from...
Orang?
No. It means the man from Medan. Because orang means man, like orangutan.
Oh. Already called out for your bullshit.
Not really. Doesn't orangutan mean little orange man? Wait, what does orangutan mean? So is Orang Utan man from Utan? Man from the trees. Well, I'm just going off Wikipedia. So, so the Orang Medan was a ship.
Okay.
And I'm gonna hit
so
you up.
It wasn't a man.
No, it wasn't a man. It was a boat. So
good.
I'm gonna hit you up. The first thing that I'm gonna tell you is the message that two American vessels received. 1947, two American vessels at sea, they received this SOS.
Okay.
SOS from the Orang Medan. We float. All officers, including the captain, dead in chart room and on the bridge. Probably whole of crew dead. There's a couple of dots and dashes, all in Morse code, and then I die.
Excuse me?
That is fucking spooky.
Was the first one We Float?
Yeah, it was...
like something out of It.
Yeah, it was SOS from the Orang Medan, We Float.
We Float.
But, yeah, that is weird because if you're a boat,
yeah,
presumably you're like,
those dots and dashes, is that meant to be like Georgie or something?
Like, We Float Georgie, we all float down here. No, so, I mean, yeah, it's weird for them to be like, we float because boats do, and surely the American vessel was just like, duh.
They stopped paying attention after We Float. They're like,
these idiots are just telling us what a boat does. Turn it off. So what do you think? What do you think could have happened to the crew of the SS Orang Medan?
Well, what was it?
Mutiny.
What?
Suicidal mutiny.
A mutiny. Do you know what that sounds like? Broken English.
Yeah. Okay.
Mutiny. Pretending like it was ghosts. The easiest way to get away with a mutiny. Wait, no, not a mutiny.
Pirates.
That's what I meant. Mutiny is when you turn on the captain. I mean,
yeah.
An invasion or
a pirate attack.
Yeah. I guess
it's commandeering. It's so great to imagine somebody mutinies and then they're like, ghosts got us. Don't check the ship. It was ghosts all along, and also I'm dead.
Also, I died.
I died along with everyone else.
Ooh.
The American people being like,
oh, that's what the dots and dashes are. Just ooh.
The Americans are like, that's just a lot of O's. What could they mean? The mutineer is like, I'm doing ghost voices. He doesn't get it. And if you're the American vessel, like, you're going to investigate a ship full of ghosts.
No,
yeah,
thank you.
No, that's spooky. Poison? Like food poisoning?
Food poisoning?
Like someone's, but like severe food poisoning. Someone's like poisoned everything, so everyone just is dropping their, like, you know.
I think it's weird that he says whole crew dead.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, probably whole of crew dead. He doesn't know. How can he not know?
Like, what are they what's in the cargo?
Well, we'll find out.
Oh, okay.
That's
ghosts.
That's to be discovered.
Well, my current theory is that there's something in the cargo that they're like a gas.
Okay.
A mustard gas, something like that. It's just sort of like seeping through the ship, and now they're all dying. And he's got like the illness, and he's like,
1947,
yeah?
I die. Yeah.
Zombie outbreak.
That
he
is when
bit.
It happened. That
he's
is
got
when it
bit
happened.
And he's like, oh, everyone's done. I die. He knows it's coming.
He should be like, I undie. I'll be back, but worse.
Well, I die. I mean, just wanted... needed another D and it would have probably made more sense. No, I died. Yeah, I died. It makes more sense.
Were you like, he should have said, I dead? Is that what you were thinking? Look, that's what I was thinking.
I mean,
what? Well, maybe crew when dead, I dead too.
When you're stressing, you're not caring about proper syntax, you know?
Or you're a caveman. I dead too. Caveman dead on ship. Maybe it's like, remember that episode of Scooby-Doo where they pick up a caveman off a boat?
No.
Hands up if you do.
Four people.
Everyone remembers that episode. It's a classic.
That means 4 out of 60 people in Canberra have seen that episode of Scooby-Doo.
That's true. That's
There's
amazing.
There's statistics we can work with.
Yeah. One 15th?
So.
Yep.
Good maths, boys. So
that's more than 10% of Canberra.
It was a good episode. They should have all seen it. Anyway, so.
I know the maths was wrong. That was part of the joke.
I like the end to clarify. Like, guys, I'm good at math.
Yeah.
I couldn't bear to maths? Imagine Canberra thinking you're bad at math.
No, I just heard murmurs of like, that's not right. Like, literally, someone in the audience is like, no, it's not. Came from the mid. I heard you.
He doesn't talk. What the hell? He doesn't know what he's talking about. So, the American vessels, they arrive at the SS Orang Medan, mm-hmm. and they board it.
Brave.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. I'd be like, that's full of ghosts. Don't get on it. Just
Didn't
let
you
it
hear
go.
The guy I died.
Yeah. Shockers.
So they get on the boat. What do they see? But it is littered in corpses. And every corpse has a frozen expression of terror on its face, and they're all staring upwards. They also find a dead dog. Ah, it's sad. The ghost's got the dog, too.
That's a lot of information very quickly. That's terrifying.
You got to break it down,
Wait,
don't
hang
you?
On. Where was the dog looking?
The dog... I
was the dog also looking up in terror?
Can dogs look up?
Yes.
Only if they're sitting, surely.
Have you seen a dog?
You know when a dog is there, you like, look at me and it looks up?
Oh,
That's
yeah, no.
looking up.
I had to do it. get it. I had to be like, and I'm a dog and I'm looking up. There's my owner. I'm happy. And I'm in the mindset. Yep. It's unclear what direction the dog was looking in. I think it had been gutted, actually. You didn't expect dead dogs. Oh, you might have, honestly.
Horses I can handle, but dead dogs, that's fucked.
Yeah, all right.
So what do you think happened? What do you think happened to the crew of the SS Orang Medan?
Well, I think...
The man from Medan, except not.
It's starting to make a bit more sense now.
Is it?
Because the broken English...
Yeah.
Do you know who are notoriously bad at English?
Aliens.
Dogs.
Dogs are terrible at it.
So, that dog sent the message.
Was everything started with an R?
What?
No, there was...
Was it like Scooby-Doo talk? Like,
rah-rah-rah-rah
from the Orang Medan. Refroat. I die. Rah-oh-raggy. Rah-oh-roasts. And then Shaggy dies.
Yeah, yeah.
Zoinks.
Jinkies. Yeah, so...
No, they did not begin with R. In fact, maybe none of them did.
Mm. Oh, nice. A dog pretending to be human knows to cut out all the R's.
Smart, clever dog.
No, my theory is that probably a plane dropped some kind of gas bomb onto the thing.
Okay.
Boat.
Oh, that's much more reasonable than alien.
Yeah, and...
Who would have thought that? Thought aliens.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
What's your guess?
Aliens.
Good guess.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I don't know if there's any... And look, I ain't no gassist. All right,
Sorry. Alien comes over.
Sure.
UFO, whatever. Tractor beam. People are ascending. They are floating. We float.
Sure.
Tick.
So...
You're doing it.
Are you imagining this guy, like, trying to tap this out whilst, like, his legs are above his head?
And that's where you know he's like, I'm gonna die!
And then, I die! That's a lot of dashes really quick. I die!
And then they...
Well, then what? Then the alien in the spaceship's like,
they
you know
turn
what?
It off.
Fuck it.
And then bang, hit the deck.
Nobody had blunt force trauma to their stomachs or whatever, though. Alas, they were just on their backs looking up in terror.
They lay them down gently on the ship.
And then gas them.
And then they gas them.
And cut a dog open.
And then they're like, what is this weird thing that's not a human? And they got it.
One of the aliens is and he's like, what's inside this dog?
Yeah. Maybe that's where they come from.
What's inside?
Oh, no, it's just guts, guys.
That's yuck.
Everyone knew. Yeah. They were just like waiting to laugh at that alien. Anyway, so as the Americans explored the ship, what's inside this dog? Oh, just let him cut it open. It's just guts.
Oh, really?
Oh, is that so plismic? Fucking wow.
Just got over that person too. Wonder what's in there.
It's more guts.
Oh, Gizmic.
You're a fucking idiot, Gizmic.
Should have stayed on our fucking UFO.
Who let you come down with us? You're always checking inside. What do you want to find in there?
Maybe be good this time.
Gizmic, you're looking for a fucking key or some shit. To what?
Maybe one day he opened like a dolphin and found like a fish inside. He was like, oh, what else is in these?
He cut open a shark. He's like, oh, what's our license plate?
Oh my god.
An arm.
An arm. Fuck. To be fair, on Glisbeck, like, that would have been exciting.
Hey, he's a curious boy.
Yeah, good on him.
Slash alien.
So, as the Americans are exploring the SS Orangmadan,
okay,
they go below deck. One room they enter, they describe, and it's in all the reports, as freezing cold.
All right.
It's a very hot day, but for some reason, this particular cargo hold is icy cold.
Hmm.
Which really lends credence to the ghost theory, because ghosts are cold.
Yeah. Always.
We know this. So does that change your opinion at all?
You say their faces were frozen in terror.
Yep.
But do you mean frozen?
Cold to touch?
In terror.
No, they weren't cold to touch. They were just like...
They're corpses. They should have been. The mystery thickens.
The mystery thickens? The plot might.
Man, this mystery is so thick. Ew.
Watson, we've got another thick mystery on our hands.
Yes, Sherlock, it is quite thick.
The game's afoot. A thick one, is it? What's a
Sherlock? Let us wade through this thick mystery.
But yes, the mystery is thick. No, it was a very hot day. So the bodies were probably bloated and warm to the touch, yeah.
So maybe the dog wasn't gutted, it just blew up.
Oh, possible.
Pop dog.
Yeah, pop dog.
But everybody else would have popped. Dogs don't pop quicker than people,
don't they? I mean, they're smaller.
I'm no doctor, and I don't know the popping rate.
I don't think.
I mean, surely a smaller person would pop quicker than a bigger.
What makes you pop?
Gas.
That was very funny from my point of view, because you had a very quizzical face, and then your face was like. Gas, I think. I don't know what makes.
Because you've all been driving along and you've seen like a wombat or a roo or something on the side of the
Did
road.
Did you see a worm?
Roo.
Oh, roo, right?
Wombat.
No, never mind.
Yep. Yeah.
And they inflate and they burst. Surely it's gas.
Yeah.
Do they inflate? Anyway, so the dog may have popped. It's unclear.
Okay.
So does the cold room change anything about your opinion of what might have happened?
It thickens the mystery, but that's about it.
No, that's hard to explain.
Was there a big ice cube in
what
there?
What is hard to explain?
The cold room. Everything else is fine.
Yeah, the cold room again could have just been, you know, they were probably spooked on the ship of the deck of the ship. They might have gone down, thought it was unusually cold.
What
was
refrigerating tech like in the 47?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Right.
Was it a fridge room and they just forgot to check?
I don't know.
Did they
the
put the
are
thermostat on real cold?
Sources are unclear. So, as they're exploring, they notice another cargo hold begin to smoke.
Oh.
They're like, we better get the fuck out of here.
Hot room, cold room.
Yeah.
They climb out of the SS Orangmadan, onto their ship. And then, in a fiery explosion, the SS Orangmadan blows up. And it pops. And sinks beneath the waves.
Oh, no.
So, what happened?
Gas. It was a hot day. Gas.
Yeah, gas doesn't have like. It's smoke.
All right, so it explodes. So, well, even if there was gas, there needs to be ignition.
Yeah.
So what did that?
I don't know. I wasn't there. Oh.
And that's why he's asking us.
That's why I'm looking to you two for theories.
Okay, hang on. Let's think logically about this.
All right, good.
We got a cold room.
No. All right. Look. We've got three theories currently.
Okay.
We've got ghosts. Gas and aliens.
Okay.
Yeah.
With the ghost theory,
yep.
Let's see how that fits into the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ghosts just are on the ship?
Oh, that was my theory, wasn't it?
So.
Yes. Let's ignore the ghost theory. So
went through a spooky part of the sea.
Yep.
The ocean is notoriously haunted.
Yep. Picked up some hitchhiking ghosts.
Sure.
accidentally thought they were sirens.
Replace one mystical animal with another. Good.
Yeah. Thought they were people, turned out to be sirens, turned out to be ghosts.
Yep. Get your ghosts on the ship.
Yep.
The ghosts ship. Kill everyone.
Mm-hmm. Ghosts above. Try to inhabit them, because I guess that's what ghosts like to do.
Doesn't work.
Doesn't work. Gotten a dog, popped him.
Yep. Big ghost gets in little dog. No room.
Pop. No room. Pop.
That's funny, because that means if a little ghost got like a big person, yeah. The head would be like...
And as the ghosts left the bodies... They looked up because that's where the ghosts were going. And they're like,
the ghosts
fuck
are like
ghost!
Now that I've been in a sailor, I can go to heaven.
Or this, like, they just got ghosts and that was their body reacting to their own ghost leaving.
Oh.
So if you are on.
Yeah, cool. I'm
the
following
the ship. And something happens, a mystical something.
Uh-huh.
That you see yourself, your ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Persona.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
Leave your body.
I follow.
Mm-hmm. You would be like, where's it going? And I'm scared. And you're like,
Is that not you leaving?
You're leaving, but your body's still there.
So my body's like, where's my ghost going?
It's kind of like, you know, you got a ghost, a zombie, and a skeleton all living inside your own self.
Yeah.
So that situation.
The zombie and the skeleton are like, where the
freaking
fuck's
up.
He off?
Yeah.
No, but you don't have a zombie
the
and a skeleton.
The funniest thing about that
you
is
you got a skeleton and a ghost.
Well, no, but I'm
not. No, if you're
a I have a skeleton and a ghost and a potential for a zombie.
No, they have to work. Well, yeah, they have that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's funny that the ghost's the only bit that goes to heaven.
Yeah.
Skeletons don't go to heaven.
Skeletons don't go to heaven.
No, they don't.
Such a shame for skeletons. All right.
Scally.
So
unless
then
a skeleton heaven. Where it's only skeletons.
And that's why the dog burst, because no dog goes to heaven.
Don't all dogs go to heaven?
Oh.
You watched
all
that
right.
movie wrong.
So, with the ghost theory, currently
there was no solution there. Just
no,
in case
no,
because
we've not explored the narrative.
Yep.
All right.
The ghosts have gone to heaven.
Yep.
And
yep.
then a room gets cold because...
There was a ghost. There
some
was
ghosts.
A group of lads
yeah.
underneath that. And that's a pass through a room made of cold.
Got stuck.
Because it was too hot. So they cooled it down to leave.
And then the smoke and the explosion.
Well, if every action needs an opposite and equal reaction... So if you have a group of people going to heaven,
yes.
you also need a group of people going to hell.
Sure.
So a demon pit opened and caused the fire.
But that happened a little bit later.
They're slow.
Yeah, no, because...
Heaven's notoriously on time.
They're quick.
This is why... Yeah, see, this is why, you know, you're so instantly in heaven. Whereas, like,
the road
your skeleton rots for a bit.
Yeah.
That's how dragging
yeah,
it down
yeah, yeah.
through time.
And but. Also, the path to hell is paved with good intentions. They went to go solve a mystery.
Yeah.
Good intentions.
That's true.
They had to build
the
road.
Opened a path to hell. Then hell came to try and kill them, take them to hell with the explosion.
But they were too quick.
Outsmarted the devil.
Yep. By being like, oh, shit, smoke.
They're like, yeah.
It's all it takes. It's all it takes.
Okay.
I'm glad they didn't go to hell.
Yeah.
That's a nice ending.
So that's the ghost theory.
Yep.
Yep.
It's a complicated one. I don't know if it'd hold up in anywhere, but all right.
The worst part is, before Joel Zammert's ghost theory, I was going to talk about a heaven and hell theory. So I've just kind of combined the two.
Good.
I love that you're already... Is there anything extra to the heaven and hell theory?
No, I was going
to
say pretty much something similar. They're looking up with terror as God, I guess, exists in the situation and also brought on a rapture.
Just a mini rapture localized on a boat.
A trial run.
A trial. After World War II, he was like, fuck.
All right.
That was close.
I better test this out
just in case I need to kick it into gear very soon.
Oh, I need the practice run. I'm going to send my son down again, who's the guy who did the Morse code.
Jesus is like,
Jesus,
I died.
I died for your sins.
But he was being ascended again.
So he was there, like, legs up that way. Going, Dad!
Rives, he's like, Dad didn't even finish it!
Like, ah! He was like, oh, get the message. Also, you're 33, act your age.
Yeah.
Look, solid theory. So.
Yes.
A little while later, somebody who claimed they were a survivor of the ship that had become stranded on a nearby island.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They contacted like newspapers or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
And they were like, yes, I was on the ship. We were carrying chemicals like nerve gas. And well, obviously things went awry and we fucked off. Except we blew up and I escaped good. Fair. Don't send me to jail. However, that guy might have been lying because it's not verified. And then when you start digging into this,
mm-hmm.
you find out that the SS Orang Medan may never have existed.
Wow. Government cover-up, I get it.
Well, what's very weird about the SS...
A government cover-up of the rapture.
We can't let them know it's true. That's so scary.
That's spooky. Man.
So well, the thing with the SS Orang Medan is that we have four newspaper articles,
uh-huh.
right? Some all from kind of different areas, all reporting roughly the same thing,
mm-hmm.
but there's no record of the ship ever existing. However, it may have been a secret ship. So what do we think about that? No record of the ship ever existing.
Well, if there's no record of existing, okay, so it was transporting chemicals. So
according to
one lad, being like, it's transporting chemicals and this kind of stuff. Maybe might be something like, we want that hush hush. We don't want people to know that we're, you know, transporting this.
Preparing for World War III.
Write that off the book.
Well,
you know
one great theory I read is that they were just embarrassed that it blew up.
Well, if I was.
They were like, yeah, let's watch it.
It didn't.
Yeah. Like, if you were like a powerful government, you're like, okay, so what happened? We lost a ship, a lot of men, and a lot of like weaponry.
One dog.
One dog.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Skippy? No.
Skippy? Spot?
Spot? No.
Wolf.
Like sailor dog.
Seawolf.
Seawolf.
Wolf, like W-O-O-F.
Seawolf.
Yeah.
All right, okay. We lost Seawolf.
Sure.
And I don't want this in the press. So it didn't
Captain
happen.
Captain Salty
exist.
Dog.
Captain Salty Dog.
It's
love
me.
It.
Oh, I thought Captain Salty Dog was the captain of the ship.
Captain Salty
SOS,
Dog.
SOS, it's me, Captain Salty Dog.
With my good companion.
My boat
sea
floats.
Wolf.
End message.
Yeah, I if that happened, you'd kind of want that covered up because that's just gross incompetence.
Especially if they're like, hey, so Mr. President or whoever, yep, you lost all this men and it popped a dog. There's no worse press than a popped dog.
No.
I don't think.
Everyone is upset.
So,
oh,
yes.
Actually,
you got a new theory?
Government cover up, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm super confident. So yeah, that kind of makes sense of the, like, they wanted to cover it up. That explains why the ship just exploded randomly.
Mm-hmm.
Government sent in spies to sabotage the ship after it already sunk so they couldn't get any evidence of the fact that it was transporting gases. Something went wrong, killed all these innocent men and dog.
Uh-huh.
Thank
dog,
you.
Dog so you're popped. Saying that the people that went there to investigate weren't investigating, but they were covering it up.
Yeah.
They were going to go make it go boom.
Yeah, yeah, they made it go boom. And it's weird that there was all of every single one of them survived, right? Even though the ship spontaneously combusted, basically.
Let's put us
that on... seems suspicious.
The worst part of
it
any
seems, day... Doesn't it?
It seems very thick.
The worst part of any... Jackson Bailey Spooks America is where, for some reason, I've become the bad guy.
You!
You're like, ha,
you
ha, ha,
did
Government
this.
Bailey.
Gotcha,
yes.
Jackson.
We know your tricks.
I'm never trying to fool you. We're just having fun learning together.
Yeah, I like either a mini rapture or, yeah, government.
Well, it's
government
very
cover-up.
Funny to imagine. So let's put ourselves in the mind of some US Navy men.
Yep.
We arrive in the ship, but we're here to blow it up.
Yep.
And then we got to give the report. Mm. And you guys are like, yep, people were dead on board, explosion. And I'm like, one room was cold.
yep, one room was cold.
It was so chilly, I don't know
well,
why.
Well, think about it. Like, you add
Jackson,
you,
shush.
You add
like,
some
wasn't
weird
one hot
things.
Too?
Hot room, cold room, popped dog.
So you add these weird facts, right?
Yeah.
In quotation marks. You add these weird little things to be like, maybe I'll just like to confuse people.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So they don't like dig deeper though. So they're basically red herrings. Ooh. So we're focusing on this like cold room, hot room when we should be focusing on something else that they don't want us to focus
when
on.
When was the
like
hot room?
Dog. What?
When was the hot room?
The smoke. Smoke means hot, right?
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
He doesn't know what he's talking
when
about.
When there's smoke, what is there, Jackson?
Fire. And what's fire,
fire,
Jackson?
Hot.
I stand corrected.
Yeah.
Damn fucking right. So yeah, I reckon maybe that they were just like added to the report as a little bit of, you know, lies,
a little bit of pizzazz,
a bit of red herring,
zhuzh it up,
mm-hmm. to zhuzh it up and to, you know, confuse people like us. Well, but we're cleverer than them, so we're disregarding it.
You figured it out.
Yep.
So one of my favorite theories for this, it's very funny because you hit onto it really early, is ghost pirates. That's a genuine theory as to what happened. Is that a ghost pirate ship, possibly the Flying Dutchman, it's not clear, sailed up alongside the SS Orang Medan, ghosted the people, and then left.
So by ghosting them, that means that they got their ghosts and added to their crew, which would mean that they were looking at their own ghosts leaving their body, which adds credence to my theory.
Alternatively, the reason they were looking up is that's probably why they think it's a Flying Dutchman, because he was flying.
And it floats.
Oh. Oh. Do you want me to go through the SOS again?
Read it again.
With ghost
now imagine if everyone think of ghost pirates sending this message.
Or the rapture.
Wait, are the ghost pirates sending the message?
No. Guy seeing the ghost pirates.
Okay. SOS from the Orang Medan. We float.
No. From it has to be the ghost pirates.
All right. Okay. Yeah. It has to be.
I'll do it in a ghost pirate
they're
voice.
Threatening them.
This is a threat.
Yeah. Right.
SOS from the Orang Medan.
That's your pirate.
Ooh. That's my ghost pirate. Okay. You do a ghost pirate.
Go on.
Exactly.
Yar. Yar. Yar.
We float. All officers, including the captain, dead in the chart room and on the bridge. Probably he's not a very sure ghost. Probably the whole crew dead. I don't know. A few confused dots and dashes. I die.
Yeah.
That's a confusing message from the captain of the pirate ghost.
But
ship.
Also,
okay.
In any ghost experience, when they leave messages, are they usually like very clear and concise? It's usually like, you're dead soon.
Yeah.
..
Dash. So what about if it's like, you know, they're getting like, you know, the crew, they're grabbing them as ghosts, and this is him being like, we float now, and he's trans...
Oh, so this guy's saying it mid-ghost.
Yeah.
So his body's leaving.
So he's got a ghost coming out of his mouth, and he's trying to...
So
because, guys, ghosts can't use the Morse machine.
One hand over your mouth.
Yeah.
The other hand typing, because you don't want the ghost to get out.
Not one hand over my mouth. Me. No, that's a bad hand gesture.
So a ghost just kind of like coming out like that. You know,
like trying to put it back in. Yeah.
Yours did look like you were jerking someone off. Zamet looked like he was milking a big cow.
Got to milk that ghost back in my throat. So you're milking your ghost back into your system whilst trying to, like, type at the same
time. Jerking it off, yes.
And you're typing with the other hand. Would you, if you were...
That's why the dots and dashes, because, like, you're doing two things at once. Like, you know, patting your head, rubbing your belly. It's hard.
Do you think if you were becoming a ghost, the first thing you'd do would be tell everyone?
Yeah. Fuck, man, I'm turning into a ghost! Yeah!
I thought you were going to say jerk it off.
Talking about a big ghost cow, I can't stop thinking about ghost milk. Like, imagine a pail, but you're like, this is dead milk.
Enjoy that ghost milk.
Ew.
Anyway.
I imagine it's grey.
In my mind, it's clear like a ghost is.
Oh. Yeah. Like, ectoplasmy?
Yeah, well. And
clear, but slimy.
Yeah.
But the same consistency as milk somehow.
Or maybe like off milk.
I'm as upset as the audience is.
Anyway.
So another theory is that the boat was contained within a methane bubble. No. Okay, here's a quick question. What's a methane bubble, guys?
Okay, it's a bubble of methane.
No. So this is the reason why a lot of, like, in the Bermuda Triangle, they sink. Why do I know this? Anyway, so a methane bubble will come up.
Expert.
It's kind of like the earth farting.
Yeah.
And it sort of comes up and we get stuck. And so you're floating on this, like, methane bubble for a bit. And then it pops. And then the boat just sinks.
So wait, does the bubble go like? Are they like in the air?
No.
We float.
Maybe.
Whoa!
But no, they're just sort of like on top of like in the water on top of this methane bubble.
Yeah.
And then as soon as it pops, it just sinks basically straight down.
Is it kind of like
giant bubble doesn't bubble, actually right? get to the top?
And so your boat's here.
Yeah.
And then when it pops, it just goes down.
Is it kind of almost like how you know like the punch shrimp? That guy?
Yeah.
So he punches the water, and when he takes his fist away, there's a space where water isn't, and then water fills up the space where the water is.
Yeah, so when the methane bubble goes, there's no water there. And
so the ship just falls
down.
Okay, so problem.
And that's sort of a lot of the
problem.
The Bermuda, yes?
We found the ship.
Well, yeah, because it sinks.
Yeah.
It doesn't destroy it.
Yeah, but it's still there. If it had sunk, it'd be under the water.
Think about everything you know about this mystery.
Yeah.
And then think about what you just explained.
You said it sunk, didn't you?
It blew up.
Yeah, then it fell.
Yeah, then it blew up.
It blew up.
Yeah.
They saw it. They were like,
I know it
fuck
blew
this
up.
Smirk on the chip.
Yeah, okay.
They went like, fuck this smirk on the chip. Bloop. Woo. I feel like the U.S. like vessels
it
would have been like...
It could be both.
There was smoke and then it just fell into the sea.
They'd be like, oh, methane bubble. We know what those are. Yeah. Science isn't that bad.
But okay, so yeah. Now, methane bubbles are very cool, but I don't know what it's got to do with this thing.
There we go. What's that's the better.
Well, the theory is that it was trapped within one or that it released the methane onto the deck of the ship. Everybody got sick. Felt... that one guy finishes typing. The dog...
full of gas.
And then that leaves everybody. And that doesn't explain the explosion of the smoke or the cold room.
No.
Well, gas can be cold.
What? I mean,
no, actually, okay. No, it can't. Because then it becomes a liquid and then a solid. But some gas is chilly-ish. But that's because it's chilled at the time.
Why don't you teach science, Dusha? Because
I love
you.
Everybody, and welcome to Joel Dusha's Science Hour. Gas can be cold. Wait, no.
No.
Some gas can be chilly.
I like.
Unless you put it in a jumper.
So, children, some. Gas can't be cold, because if gas gets cold, it becomes a liquid.
Yeah.
Is that what happens? Is that why we can't... If we release gas
solid?
In, like, the Arctic, it's like, oh, it's just the water now. Like,
but there, some gas is cold.
If you make...
But some gas has a...
boiling
the
point?
The boiling point's really low.
For what kind of gas?
So then it becomes a gas when it's cold.
So three boys tried to remember year 8 science on stage wrong. Hydrogen, helium, lithium.
Gold. Oh, wait, no.
Beryllium?
Beryllium is a gas?
Beryllium? No, wait.
Are we just listing the gases?
Noble gases. Hang on. Hydrogen.
Helium.
Helium?
I think.
Lithium's over there. What? Not a gas.
I can only think of gold AU. That's it.
What's PB?
Plutonium.
Lead.
All right.
Lead?
Nackel is salt. That's all I know. Doesn't
any
help.
Of... Has any of this helped us solve the mystery of the SS Orang Medan?
Not at all.
I don't think so.
What's the boiling point of methane?
I don't know.
What's the freezing point of methane?
Is that a thing?
Yes.
Dusha, find out for us and the crowd. Please end everyone's misery.
I hope there's like a chemist in the audience just like furious.
Does anybody...
Siri, what's the boiling point of methane?
-162°C.
Wow, cold. Or some might say chilly.
Well, that makes sense. There was methane in that one room. Yep. It got out.
Maybe they were keeping methane in the cold room. Somebody cracks open the door.
Gassed.
The gas swoo through the ship.
And if it was that cold, how are they getting the room that cold?
I don't know, man. I'm no scientist.
I did not think.
I'm no transport doctor.
I did not think this mystery would push our like scientific knowledge to its limit.
Any other theories?
So some people believe that the whole thing was just a lie.
Well, a government cover-up, yeah.
Or just a one big old hoax that achieved nothing. The one guy that they found on the island, they're like, who, what, he could just be like, he had no like verification that he'd ever been on the SS Orang Medan.
Was he trying to sell a story? Was he trying to like...
Yeah, he sold it to newspapers.
Was he trying to like maybe sell souvenirs or something?
He just sold his story to the newspapers, that's all.
So like a one-off payment.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't seem worth
like
it.
Like a one lump sum.
Yeah.
But also like, you know, what else are you doing in the 40s? You might as well tell
surviving
a lie.
The war.
If I was in the 40s, I'd just wait till ships sank and be like, I'm the survivor. I'll tell you what happened. Ghosts.
Actually, that's a good point. In World War II, you could have just claimed every... You'd be like, hey, I survived Pearl Harbor. It was sad.
I like it. They're like, so you're on the ship? I'm like, yeah. They're like, the one with the dog. The dog popped, yeah.
That's it.
That's what you were going to say, yeah?
Yeah.
And there was a cold room?
Ghosts.
Cold yeah.
Dog. I got out there.
I remember. Yeah, so that was that myth as well. Or the whole thing was a hoax. Aliens, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Yeah.
Is one of the major kind of proponents.
It shouldn't be.
Well, it should, because, you know, float.
Looking, I guess.
I am assuming, because we've made a lot of fun of it, I'm assuming we float just means, like, we're good.
Like, well, we're not, because they're going to die. No one starts a message, we're fucking sweet. Everyone's dead. Gonna die soon.
Unless we flirt is like code for like the ship is.
Yeah, that's
breached.
What I mean. If somebody's like, if you're like, hey, we're not sinking, we float.
But everyone's dead.
But everybody's dead. And then
it's
it blows
like
up
cool
for some reason.
Cool rad 90s slang.
We float. We float.
Hey, what's up? We float, B-Fly. We're good. So
time traveler from the 90s, boat was fine. Crew not dead. They were just, you know how like bad was good for a bit?
Yeah.
Dead. Living. The 90s were a weird time.
It was strange.
You were there for a bit.
Yeah, I was. I was crazy those days.
It was radical.
Was radical.
It was bad. Good.
Yes, because okay. There's no evidence. And look, even if you're covering up a ship, there's going to be documentation somewhere.
All right.
So there's no documentation that the USS Orang Medan ever existed. There's no photographs. Well, the American vessel's names...
They're very good at their job.
The American vessel's names weren't found until like the late 60s. Somebody did a bit of research and they're like, oh, we found this newspaper article from around the time that mentioned the two American vessels, but early on, never came up.
Okay.
I would say lie, yeah, ultimately.
Okay. All right, so we got lie. Mm-hmm. What's your going theory?
Science.
So one room for methane. What's the explosion? That was from another room.
Was it? No, the spot. Oh, smoke. Gas doesn't smoke. Well, it does, kind of.
Gas isn't cool enough to smoke.
Well, methane is. Negative 162 degrees.
That's
the
true.
Coolest
that is
there
the
is.
The coolest. He's wearing a leather jacket.
Yeah,
I
yeah
can
that's super
it.
Cool.
I love you in front of a blackboard, and you're like, methane smokes. Then you're like, wait. Cross it out, then you just sit down in your chair. Wait.
The rest of the class are looking at him. Like,
and then I get back up
to
the board,
yet?
And I'm like, smokes.
I like them like tapping with their pencils waiting for you to make the like next comment.
Oh, unless
is this going to be on the test?
I reckon a gas leak basically. Like what we said, methane makes sense because it can be a cold gas.
The only one that can.
That's look, I'll take it. And there was probably like a fire or something in the other room because it was like, and then that's what caused the explosion. When the gas met the fire.
Just like a fire happened.
No, but it's in like, if you left a shift a bit, like if you leave a
You know when
you're in the kitchen and you die suddenly, you're probably doing something in the kitchen and then all of a sudden there's a fire because the thing you were doing is now unattended?
I guess.
Maybe it was a kitchen. Maybe it was a kitchen. Gas got into the kitchen.
Ships gotta eat.
Ships gotta eat. I kind of agree with you. Only because... the whole ship exploded. So imagine the methane has leaked throughout the entire ship.
Yeah.
All it needs is one spark.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And the whole ship, kaboom.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so what's your theory, Joel Simon?
And also, just quickly, I'd just like to point out that if it was a gas that killed everyone, they're probably looking up to try and get air.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Or
it's like gas. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because like...
Oh, they're like, the fuck is it up from there?
Where's the gas leak?
Actually, it's weird that it was on the deck then. Because, like, surely the gas just goes.
Unless it was really, really intense.
Yeah, like, even then, it's open air.
Yeah, like, the gas will go.
Yeah.
Just jump in the sea.
Unless they were all inside at the time.
Or thick gas.
THICC space GAS. Full stop.
Thickest. Gas.
That's real fucked up. I'm just imagining climbing out and board and being like,
like thick gas going into their throat. I'm gonna go with good theories.
I think
government cover up.
No. Test rapture. I think it holds credence.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll take it to you guys. Clap if you think it's the right theory.
No, actually, let's try a new voting method.
All right. Please.
So, we're going to do a count of three for each one. So, it'll be like 3, 2, 1. And if you think this one is what you... if it's your vote, you need to say, yes, this is my vote. So, 3, 2, 1. Yes, this is my vote.
Oh, perfect. Beautiful. All right. So, a lie.
3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Perfect.
Pretty good.
Spectacular.
Science. 3, 2, 1.
Yes, this is my vote.
Bit louder.
A bit louder and a bit culty. I like it. I like it.
I like our new voting method.
That is good.
It frightens but excites me at the same time.
And,
yes.
Test rapture.
Three, two, one.
Oh, I think, I mean, I'm a bit biased here, but I think I got it. Yes!
All right, I'll give it to Dushan.
Team Science! Gases can be cold!
We fixed it. Call up the 47 cops. We got this shit.
Hey, USS Naval Vessels. It was science.
It was a cold gas and buns have kitchens.
Didn't you know gas can be cold, you idiots?
God, you guys are dumb fucks.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel Dusha.
And I've been Joel Zammit.
Get spooked, America.